Good morning, church. Well, we have songs to sing here this morning, and we are present. This makes for a good combination. So let's stand, and let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we can be here in church, that we have the breath of life, that we can sing praises to you that lift up and glorify the name of Jesus here this morning. And now, Father God, as we come to you, all importantly, in spirit and in truth, Father, we just thank you now for your Holy Spirit to just move unrestricted here through us, that the worship time that we have here this morning will just be an awesome time. And Father, we do thank you for this now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He punched me cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
A place when we all to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
You agree with that?
Yes.
Go and share that with each other as you say hello this morning. Shout the victory when we all
all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. The Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Glory, hallelujah,
praise the Lord. He makes the storm a calm so the waves are of a still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves are of a still. Makes the storm a calm, so the waves thereof are still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You'll find that scattered through Psalm 107.
Shake up those heavy bands.
been practicing that? Got that song down? When we lift up our hands and our arms, the chains that bind us down, they just naturally fall downward. And as we praise God, they fall off also. Shake off those heavy bands. Let everybody praise the Lord. That's what we're going to continue doing this morning.
Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Will I show the salvation of God?
Amen. Hallelujah.
One way of doing scripture is to sing it.
Amen.
And you memorize it at the same time. Psalm 50:23.
is the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me.
Amen.
Majesty.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest.
Amen.
You agree with that song?
Amen.
Amen. Great I am.
Amen.
You will find that in Revelation chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. Who is the great I am? He always has existed.
Praise your holy name. We glorify the King of Kings. We glorify the Lamb. We glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of heavens, Lord of earth. He is the Lord of all who live. He is the Lord of all the universe. All praise to him we give. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. What a mighty King. Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy, he saved us. Hallelujah. He has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us that privilege, giving us the opportunity to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. And declare this is the day that the Lord has made and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you today for glorious day. Thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us today and doing a mighty and wonderful work, O Lord, in each and every one of us today. Hallelujah. We want to ask you today, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take not thy Holy Spirit from us, we pray, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, and uphold us with your free spirit. Then shall we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord, sacrifices you did not desire. Hallelujah. Else will I give it to you. Burnt offerings you delighted not. The sacrifices of God is a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. That, O Lord, you do not despise. And Lord, we thank you. O Lord, for giving us a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart wherever is needed, we pray today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being a provider, for being Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the God that shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you have supplied it, all our needs. And we thank you today, O Lord. Not good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise your holy name. You are the reward of them that diligently seek you. You, the Lord, is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Neither financially, nor spiritually, nor physically, nor in any other way. He is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Now today, Lord, out of what you have given us, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. He told us in his word, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And we know not one thing, Lord, that you stand good in your promises. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting the needs of this church, for supplying all the needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for moving in the midst of us today and touching and anointing, O Lord, the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. Give him freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified with the testimonies. Let your name be glorified with the preaching of the word, with the music, with every area of our lives. Let your name be lifted up and your name be glorified. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, that no one is going to leave the same as they came. And we want to thank you and praise you for victory in Jesus Christ. And we want to give you, Lord, all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're going to take a little testimony time. Okay, Natalia, you're first.
For yet a little while, and he...
That shall come.
For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry, even...
Now that the just
shall live by... faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
I come
to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me,
I am his own. And the joy
we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks,
and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the Birchester singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Amen. Go ahead, carefully. I have a tearful testimony, you might say. Last Thursday, I went to one of our clients to look at their house to order some materials, and the tenant told me that his boy was ill, and so did our client. You know, the people that owned the house told me that the son is ill, so, you know, that make it an appointment so when it's convenient. So I thought maybe he had a cold or something. So then I asked the father, I says, you know, what is wrong with your boy? Because, you know, he had dark underneath his eyes, and his color wasn't there. He just looked like, you know, very sad. And he says he's got some kind of a child cancer. It's called neuroblastoma. Well, that sure brought tears to my eyes. And so that evening when I got home, my wife looked up that spiritual roots for it. And this is the punchline. The spiritual roots for neuroblastoma is unforgiveness towards God, self, and others. Spirits of generational fear, as in stress and anxiety, generational heaviness and oppression, generational self-bitterness, self-hatred, self-rejection, generational debt and destruction. So the next day I brought the materials getting ready for Monday, because that was the set date for to work on the house. And as I pulled up, the father was outside with his older son playing in the yard there, and his wife's uncle was there, an aunt. But his wife was inside the house trying to put that younger boy, the two-year-old, that's critically ill. And so I asked him, I says, can I, you know, talk to the father and mother in private? He says, well, the wife is busy trying to put the baby to sleep. Like, can I come later? He says, it takes hours, and then she's got an appointment. So I just started talking to him. I says, you know, this situation that you have is a spiritual item, you know, that your son is ill. And so I read him just what I read to you, and then I gave him the card, and I he says, then I asked him, I says, what religion are you in? Because I thought everybody was Christian, you know, and it turns out that he is Buddhist. And that just put a sword in my heart. I mean, I just couldn't take that, or I wouldn't accept that. So as I tried to convince him, you know, that God created you, your wife, your son, your other son, yourself, and you're, you know, turning to a piece of log or a statue, or a stone, whatever Buddha is, you know. So then I said, would you renounce Buddha for the life of your child? And he said, no. And I just stopped right there. I tell him, thank you for your time. Amen. Please pray for this child.
Wow, that was heavy. Demonic stronghold. Okay. Any other testimonies this morning? Okay, I've got multiple testimonies just that God has been good to us. So, and Irene, I see your hand, so come on up.
Good morning. I just basically wanted to praise the Lord and thank Him for His faithfulness, His goodness, to His word and to those who trust in Him. We just have a wonderful wedding for my daughter. Everything was totally controlled by the hand of God, especially we were considering about the rain that we pray for, but we didn't want it on that particular day. It was a garden wedding, and God stopped it for the 2 days we needed, and then it rains. But I didn't realize when I was praying to the Lord that He has power in heaven and in the earth and under the earth, that He was also taking care of the volcanic eruption, because my son-in-law is from England and he was flying from England and he did not have any problem coming here, nor the family that came from Europe. So God has power when He is asked to take over situations, and there is no limit what He can do, even that we don't know it, what He's doing behind our own asking and, you know, seeking His help. And I just want to give Him praise and glory and know that He is Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I don't know if you get a chance to look at that volcano in Iceland, but it is amazing to watch. What a creation. Okay, Bob, you had a testimony?
Hi, everyone. Bob here. This is a kind of a two-part testimony. First, I want a testimony to the people who see this overseas. I want you to understand that America was not made great by political means, but by faith in God and patterned after the Ten Commandments and the laws of Jesus Christ. And we see an amazing thing taking place right now. Not to me, I've seen it before. It's called the Tea Party in America. And it's growing. But you know what? Already the wolves have entered at the top. I want everyone, Christians in America and other places, to understand one thing. It is far, far easier to infiltrate the top of a country than it is to infiltrate the local sheriff's department. Always been that way throughout history. And the United States was patterned after a method to avoid that because we did not have a strong national government. A national government is the bane of all human beings' freedom throughout the history of the world. Whenever something is concentrated at the top and it's infiltrated by evil people, it's impossible to get to them, virtually so. And people right now are thinking, well, we're going to vote out the evil that's in Washington. And I say to each and every one of you, that's not going to happen. The only way it's going to happen is through the actions of God Almighty. And the only way he's going to act is if we obey the law word of God. So again, I want to remind everyone, the United States did not become what it once was as a result of, as is commonly said, natural resources. Brazil has infinitely more than we did. The country of Africa is like absolutely 10 times the natural resources we had. What we had is freedom in Christ. Now, people today laugh at that. But this nation was founded in the Plymouth Colony as a result of the testing of brave men and women for almost 100 years, the Pilgrims and the Puritans. And they suffered immensely at the hands of the British and other governments. And God allowed it and narrowed them down to a very, very few people. And even then, when they voted in Holland to whether they should go to the new land or not, which was the desire of the pastor, Robertson, only 49% voted to go. And he remained with his flock there. And then on the trip across the nation, we had unseasonable storms. It was a horrible trip with women and children in one hold, men in the other, all across. And then they landed, 200 and some odd miles north of where they thought, and landed on a hostile shore in wintertime with nothing there. And what was their first action? After that arduous journey and 100 years of suffering, they got on the fantail, that's the rear deck, folks, of that ship, and developed what's called the Mayflower Compact. One of the most beautiful pieces of writing ever. And they got on their knees and dedicated themselves and this land to Jesus Christ and to the glory of God. And most people don't know this, but for nearly 100 years, there was no Indian trouble, nothing in that area. As long as people obeyed the pastors and obeyed God's law word, as well as glorifying in the Lord Jesus Christ, in his Savior, but also as Lord and as Master and Judge and everything else, all the four parts of it. It's very conveniently forgotten today. God is not just God as love, and all the sissy churches teach that. God is wrath. And we're seeing that. So everybody in the world that hears this, pray for America not to survive as it has been, but pray that people will rise up in the pews, rise up from where they've been, learn to know their enemy as we're told to do, and not be deceived by people who will infiltrate this latest movement that may or could have the opportunity to restore our nation, but not politically. It's going to come from God. So that's my testimony. The second part is I'm getting better. I had suffered a terrible burn several weeks ago, and it's still there. Believe me, it's still there right on my spine in the back. And so I want to thank Pastor Terrell for a lot of things, but particularly this. I continued to do music here on Thursday nights and so forth, and it was not easy, believe me, especially when the guitar strap went across that massive burn in my back. But I did it anyway, and I got a note from him and a call from the pastor the other day and said, come Thursday night, do not bring that guitar, don't you dare, you'll get some sleep, and so forth and so on. You know what? I obeyed him. I do that once in a while, John. Thank you for that. So I'm doing better, and I just had an urge to say that to people. I could do much more, but I'm not here to preach. We have a nation that was founded on principles. We need to return to those principles, ironclad, or else we're going in the tubes. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. And good morning to you. We got a number of things to pray here for today. And I want to begin to give you some praise reports. Can you take some praise reports? All right. This is from Torbjorn and Grace in Sweden. You remember we prayed for them over the last 2 years? And this is in Swedish, so I have to translate this as I go. We want to thank you for your prayers, and we thank God that we have found a home where we are going to live, and they purchased that. We've had a period. We are now in a period that we work, both of us are working, and we are thankful that we have a job right now. In the last 14 months, we have lived on one salary. It has been very tough. But God is faithful, and we have never been without, even if our economy has been very pushed or strained. And in the meantime, they have been tithing, even on one income. We wish you God's greatest blessing from a spring like Sweden, and you are in our prayers. Now, to those of you that never heard of this couple, Grace started to watch our webcast probably about when we started out. At that time, Toby was in a bad backsliding condition. The children were unruly, and it didn't look they were going too far, too fast. And then one day, as she was watching the webcast, he would have the television up. And the more I was preaching, the more he turned the volume up on the television, because he didn't want to hear. But one day, he heard some things. It pricked his heart. He stopped. And that night, he prayed and gave his life back to God. And he repented. And from there, everything had been going up. The children are in order. He is now a manager of a chain store that is selling furniture and other things. And it's going very well for them. So we want to praise God that there's one family overseas that God reached through our minister here. And then this is from Belgium. And this is a great testimony. This is from Gert and Charmaine Timmerman. And they said we have been on vacation from Saturday, April the 12th to yesterday, the 17th. And they went skiing in Austin with a few families from their church. God has protected us both on the long journeys and well on the slopes. It's good to be back. We look forward to today's service. So welcome home. We have some good news. We have not booked our summer holiday or vacation to the United States. We plan to visit some friends in Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and San Francisco between the July 8th and 28th. We also planned to pay a visit to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. Although our planning is not yet finalized at this moment, it looks like we'll be visiting the church on Sunday, July 18th. And we will let you know when our plans are final. We hope to be able to have a nice fellowship together. And he says they may take me and I out to dinner. So bless their hearts. This is a couple from South Africa that immigrated about 10 years ago to Europe to get away from the violence. And they have dedicated their life to being with us for probably at least 2-3 years via our website and then also with a webcast. Prayer request from let's see, it was just for today, or was that an old one? That's an old one. Okay, so we save that for another day. Patty Sims called us yesterday. She's experienced irregular heartbeat at this time, most likely due to medication. She remains strong in her faith. And that's one of our families in the state of New York. We have people a little bit all over. And one of our friends outside the church wrote us last week and asked us to pray for Regdy Shin. There were no specific requests, just general prayer. And this person is a close friend of Reggie, and they are not here today, so we're going to pray for them. Let me get into this now. After a tough week, when investors pushed up the price of oil, the rise was stopped Friday, and oil fell by 2.27 per barrel, ended up with 83.24 cents. The world speculator became stunned when the United States short Goldman Sachs with fraud. And the speculators are bewildered why the world government did not stop this lawsuit. Friday and Saturday, it made big news in the United States. But as of today, Sunday, the news is being suppressed. Now we know that prayer to God will confound the heathen, so let us push on. Let me just take a couple of minutes so you understand this. Goldman Sachs is a huge powerhouse used by the world government, and it was Goldman Sachs that destroyed the economy of Greece. Most of you might not even understood this, but Greece went through a tremendous financial meltdown about 3-4 months ago. And Goldman and Sachs had been in, lent money, done all kind of different things, enticed them. They got big loans, and then they simply demanded to be them paid back. And so in Greece, they had to slash pensions, Social Security. They laid off people. They lowered their prices. They went into a very austere economy. They had riots on the streets. And this is Goldman and Sachs. This is the company that's been unable to touch. This is the apple of the eye of the world government. And for them to be indicted is a miracle. And it just shook everybody. So we're going to pray that they will not be able to shake off that lawsuit. And they're pretty much like Merrill Lynch and all the others. They were into derivatives and a lot of inside trading, and also Ponzi schemes, so we want to pray them down. So we praise God for that. We are going to pray for this young boy, Casper, in Mill Valley, that Brother Vasily talked about with cancer. We're going to pray for him tonight. And we're going to pray that God will save his dad and mom. That's number one, so they can be saved. Let's talk about finances very briefly here, and I got this written up. Let us pray for a financial miracle to begin in our ministry. Currently, there are 12 families in our church who have income. The rest of our people are either on Social Security or out of work. It is a miracle we've been able to keep going. Let us pray that God will move around the world and bring people to our webcast and our website, that people shall be saved, healed, delivered, and willing to share the financial burden to keep our ministry going. I believe that God wants His ministry to succeed, and we need to pray the enemy off our finances. If our prayers can make a huge difference in the world when it comes to oil and politics, should not God also be interested in keeping us going and expanding? So we very certainly want to pray for the finances of this church that have been critical for the last few months. Now, this is what I want to share with you, and it's very, very important. We have a number of Russian people in our church. We have Ukrainian people in our church. We got people from other parts of the world. And I want to share this with you. You've heard about the Russian Revolution. It was not a Russian Revolution. It was an outside revolution. And they called it the Bolshevik Revolution, which is true. Between 1916 and 1970, 90,000 terrorists trained, some in the United States, some in other parts of the world, ascended upon Russia. And it was this group of 90,000 hardcore terrorists that were the center core of the revolution in Russia. When they took over Russia, most people do not know that, but they had a killing spree. They killed most of the officers in the army and the navy. They killed policemen, teachers, politicians, Christians. About 20 million Russians were killed off in about 5 years. They went to homes and they looked upon children. Any child that was handsome, girls pretty, they killed. They said they are too intelligent. They wanted to destroy the Russian people and bring them into slavery, which they did for almost 70 years. Having said that, in 1940, actually go back to 1938, Joseph Stalin and Adolf Hitler made a pact. Their foreign ministers met. And the Nazis and the communists made a pact, a non-aggression pact, 1938. They decided that they were going to divide Europe up according to interest. In 1949, September 1st, the Soviet Union and the Germans jointly attacked Poland. Remember now, we've been told the Nazis, Germany, attacked Poland. Yes, but at the same time from the back came the Soviets. And they divided Poland into half. After they had done that, the NKVD, which was the secret police at that time of the Soviets, rounded up 22,000 Polish officers, captives them up, teachers, politicians, doctors, the intelligentsia, and took them to a place outside a city called Smolensk in an area of Katyn, which is a forested area. In 1940, these 22,000 Polish leaders were executed. They simply worked for weeks, taking them to mass graves, bullet in the back, shot them in, and they killed them. As the Germans attacked and the pact fell apart in 1941, the Germans discovered this place. And here's what the Germans did. They invited leaders from Holland, France, Spain, Norway, Denmark, a number of our places, brought them to the place. They had dug up the bodies, and they took pictures, and they showed them this slaughter by the Soviets. Remember now, England was fighting Germany. England simply suppressed the news, despite they had Polish troops fighting for them. They suppressed it, and the story was from 1941 up to a few years ago that this was a massacre by Germans. Wrong. In 1991, when the Soviet Empire fell, the Soviets lived up to it and admitted it was the NKVD that had done the killing. Fast forward now. About 2 weeks ago, it was the 70th anniversary or memory of Captain of the Killing. And the Soviet, actually not the Soviet, but the Russian leadership had decided to have a memorial service. Notice now, they did not invite the Polish president. They invited only the Polish prime minister and a few of his people. Because the Russians did not like the Polish president. In 1980, he opposed the Soviets. He was in prison. Matter of fact, the Polish president and his party are anti-communists. So they were snubbed. Putin was there. Medvedev was there. And they had a service. The Polish president decided that they were going to have a Polish service a week later. Just Polish people. And he invited 95 of his friends. They were officers in the army, navy, the commander-in-chief, and also the head of the Polish financial institution, which prior to had rejected EU and had done some things to rebuff the finances of the world government. On April 10th, this group were executed. The plane was sabotaged and they were killed. Let me read here what I wrote. On April 10th, 2010, the world government executed the Polish president, Lech Kaczynski, his wife Maria, and 95 other leading Polish politicians, military, financial, educational leaders. The entire anti-communist leadership in Poland was wiped out in one aircraft downing. It is interesting the Russian government had decided to deny it for many years to commemorate the murder of some 22,000 Polish officers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and political leaders in 1940. But the irony is that the Russian government did not invite the Polish president, only the Polish prime minister, to the Russian observation of the killings. And he was not on a plane that crashed. The Russian leadership detested the Polish president, who then decided to fly in with his own people to have a Polish memorial service. And now here it is. The volcanic explosion in Iceland is an answer from God to show the world leaders that he is in control, not them. Hundreds of thousands, I want you to hear, because we don't read too much about it here, hundreds of thousands of people are stranded today at airports all over the world as God has shut down all flying in most of Europe. This volcano that exploded has not been active for 200 years. What we see in the atmosphere right now is what we're going to read about in the book of Revelation, when God said he would darken the sun and the stars. And God simply has partially darkened over Europe to simply say, I am displeased, I am upset over this murder. I believe that we should pray about this, because in any takeover, and we've been speaking about the world government, the coming Antichrist, I want you to know this. No dictatorship can take power unless they kill off first the leadership, educators, military, politicians, police, and the Christians. And this is what they did this time. And they simply thought they could get away with it. They will not get away with it. On the day of judgment, they'll be held accountable. But already right now, the heat is on them because God is there. So we're going to pray today against that and pray that God will simply have more judgment on those people that pulled off that coup. Remember this. The 9/11 disaster in New York City, 2001, was not an accident. It was a deliberate act by operatives for the world government, the United States, and the Israelis. And we lost some 3,000 people. That's just the beginning. Right now, they're in the works. They need us to go to war with Iran. We're not willing to go to war with Iran. And the word is out that they are planning another spectacular hit in the United States that will be blamed on the Iranians. So we can do with them what we did to Afghanistan and Iraq. We need to pray against them. Those of you that are prayer warriors, come on up. Let's spend some time in prayer.
Okay, Father God, thank you for this day, first of all, and the beautiful weather outside, Lord. We thank you that our skies are not covered with ash. And we thank you, Father God, for our many blessings. We thank you, Father, that we have knowledge of the truth. And according to your word, the truth will set us free, Lord. So we thank you, Father, that we have salvation through Jesus Christ. And that is the ultimate thing to have. And that is our hope for eternity. And Father God, we want to come against this world government, Lord. And they're not a mystery to us, or they're not a ghost, or this is not a conspiracy theory. We know it is fact that the world government is about the business of Satan to steal, kill, and destroy. And so we come against it in the name of Jesus. We know that they're behind multiple murders for many, many years. And the word says that Jesus came that he might give life, and that more abundantly, Lord. And so that is the message that we have, that in Jesus there's freedom, in Jesus there's life, and it runs across every nationality and every people around the globe who are all created in the image of God. And so, Father God, that's what our proclamation is, that the world needs Jesus, and that the world government and the Antichrist system needs exposure, so the cockroaches can run and hide. We need light on the situation, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for shining your light on all the evil and the corruption that's going on, Lord. And let not your people be confused, where the word says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we thank you, Father God, for your people to get knowledge and to study the word, to look at history, and not to be complacent or sitting on the couch. So we thank you, Father, for that, so that they can be informed and informed others. It is the job of the church and of the believer to spread the truth. And I thank you, Father, for all things. I thank you for shaking the kingdom of Satan. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you, God, and I just ask you to please fill me with your Holy Spirit. Strengthen me and give me peace and joy. And dear Heavenly Father, I just pray and ask you just to work through me as I have a few words to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. In Scripture, God needs to be in charge of our country, of ourselves as Christians, and as America as a whole. Now, in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
And freedom. And that's the only way it's going to be obtained, is through our Father God in heaven to look after our country and to take care of us in these times that are coming about with the trouble that we're having in this country and other countries in the world. Also, our President George Washington said we should not get involved with other countries in war or anything else. I believe that with all my heart. If George Washington said it, I believe it. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I say we need to get out of these countries, and we need to pay attention to our own selves here in America and stand guard over them that try to come in and to create a problem in our country. Okay. This is a praise report for me, as far as I've been praying up here for quite a while now on oil, and not much has been happening. Things hasn't really changed. The price has been holding their own. But I'm praising God that God is moving and answering my prayer about oil and about gas prices in America and throughout the world and what he's doing. I hope he kicks some tail. And I praise God for him. We need to take care of business. I've had it. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with the way American people don't get up and take a stand. And we need to get up and take a stand. God needs us. He needs us as Christians to do what is right. Dear Heavenly Father, I praise you and I thank you for what you're doing and how you're taking care of business, God. I praise you for that. And I thank you. And I pray over this oil situation, Lord, that you make heads roll over what they're doing in a country. And Goldman Sachs, they need to be taken out. As far as I'm concerned, bomb them, dear Heavenly Father. Crush these strongholds to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind to where they cannot even come up against themselves, but in confusion, Lord God. Make them so confused that they don't know what cave to hide in. And I pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, I lift up this two-year-old Casper who is dying of neoblastoma, childhood cancer. And I pray that, Heavenly Father, please lift up these blinds of the father who is praying to the wrong God, and also give the mother who is neutral and idling Holy Spirit, that they will rise up and lift up to our living God, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And I also want to proclaim that for his glory, that all my life I've been ignoring my ultimate worship to our Heavenly Father by raising my hands, because I always feared it. At this moment, I want to say that this is to glorify our Heavenly Father, that Amen. He gave me the opportunity to join this Christian brothers and sisters into worship a living God, Amen. And Amen. To bring our children and our granddaughter Natalia to this prayer house. In all the glory we give to our God, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for Gert and Charmaine Timmerman. We thank you. They've been a great blessing to our church and to Gina and Raymond Weinrich and to other people. And we're just delighted that there's a possibility that they can come and fellowship with us. We really look forward to it. We thank you so much, and we ask that you would cause the details to be worked out and for that to happen. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Before I pray for Patty Sims, I want to declare this. There's righteousness tended to life, so they that pursue evil pursue it to their own death. Amen. And the other scripture is, we cannot overcome evil, but we can overcome evil with good. And let us take that in mind. Let each and every person in the body of Christ stand up, praying without ceasing, giving thanks for all things, and doing the work of the Lord. Reach out to the lost and perishing, and let this be our goal for each and every one of us. How to reach out to the lost in a dying world, and praying for this country, and praying for the pastors all over the country, that they will proclaim fasting and prayer for the country, for people to repent and turn from their wicked ways. Hallelujah. And we pray that he will, the scripture of 2 Chronicles 7:14 will ring in their ears, that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And we pray, O Lord, that every church body will do that, every pastor in every church all around the country and the world will stand up and pray without ceasing. And, O Lord, we cannot overcome evil, but we can overcome evil with good. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. We got the victory in the name of Jesus. We want to lift up to you right now. Let us all come in one accord. Let us all stretch our hands towards the altar, if you agree with me, for a healing of Patty Sims in the name of Jesus. We command every infirmity in her body to loose her right now in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity to go in the name of Jesus, for greater is he that is within her than he that's in the world. We pray that her faith will rise and stand upon the word of God. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And Patty Sims is healed by his stripes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, right now, Patty Sims, as it says in Mark 11:24, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you received it, and you shall have it. And we receive it, we pray right now, Patty. Receive the healing in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those drugs that she's been taking. Let them be flushed out of her system. Let her do the job and be flushed out of her system without causing any side effects. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and we put Patty Sims in your, at your altar. We lay her at your altar, Lord, and we thank you for a miracle today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we lift up Torbjorn and Grace, and that they've given us another update of what's been happening in their lives. And Father, they've been working hard, but at the same time, finances have been tough for them, and having to live off of what they've had, and now they've found a house. So Father God, we thank you for how far that you have brought them right now. And Father God, we just ask that you would just continue to open the doors that you have for them, and that it would just be this straight path that you place before them. Shut everything else. Leave only one door open for them at a time to walk through. So Father, we just thank you for just your faithfulness that we see in looking and taking care of them, and the praise report that we've been able to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for letting us be here today. And Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to you today the finances of this ministry. Heavenly Father, please help us to minister to even more people. Let us touch even more people. Let us spread your word throughout this land, Heavenly Father, and through many lands over this world. Precious Lord, that you might touch the people's hearts who watch, might deal with them to help us with our financial situation. You always meet the need, Heavenly Father, and we praise you and we thank you for that so much. Thank you for your goodness and your blessings, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much. And please let us move even more forward. And please continue to open up the doors for us to minister to even more people, precious Lord. We thank you and praise you. And we know you always meet the need, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. You never leave your people hanging. Lord, we just pray that the people who view, the people who will view, and the people who have viewed us will help us financially, Heavenly Father, that you might deal with them to put it on their hearts. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I lift up Reggie Shin to you, and I don't know exactly what his problem is or what's wrong with him or if he needs healing or if he needs other help, Father, but you know exactly what's wrong. You know what he needs, Lord God, so we lift him up to you, and we ask you to minister to Reggie right now, Lord God, and if he needs healing, by your stripes, Jesus, he was healed, and we pray that over him, and we claim it, Lord, because we can claim it, because you have given that to us. And Father God, if it's any other problem, you can solve all problems, Lord God. And you can clear up anything that he needs to have cleared up, whether his thinking or whether it's his understanding. But Father, we pray that you will minister to him today, that you will let him know that you are there with him, and that he will feel your presence so powerfully that he will draw close to you, Lord God, and then you can heal him. You can take care of him. You can fix whatever is wrong. And Father God, I want to lift up Michael Blair also, because I didn't get here in time to get his prayer request in, but he had some surgical procedure, and they, in moving him, they've thrown his neck out something awful, and he's in awful pain, and he can't move his neck to the left or right. Father God, I ask you to, because he honored his healing before, Lord God, when they offered him drugs, he wouldn't take them, no matter how much it hurt. He said, I won't take them because I got free of those. I'm not going to get back on it again, and you're not going to do that to me. So he's trusting you, Lord, to take care of the pain so that he, because he refused the drugs even though he was in pain. And he has continued to refuse them, Lord God. So we pray for him and ask you to heal him and touch him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now that these prayers are not the altar in heaven. And Father God, the smoke is going up. And we thank you that in due time, every prayer spoken here today shall be answered. And we thank you for that. And we bless you now, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that we not only got a congregation here in Sacramento, but Father God, we got members in many different countries. As many are watching us right now and being part of this broadcast. And we pray a blessing for each person. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to publicly thank Charles Terrell for standing in for me last week. And I heard nothing but good reports from people that you did a good job. So I don't know if I should take off more often.